It's time now to go to Bradenton. We're going to hear from Bob Walk from the Pirates Broadcasting Booth. Bob, how you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. Night game last night, so
yeah,
moving around quite as quickly this morning as I normally am.
I hear
you. Got my coffee in my hand. I'm all right.
That makes two of us. I thought if you don't mind, we'd go around the horn today and talk about some of the new players and the Pirates acquired in the offseason and kind of give us your scouting report, because these are some names and we got to get familiar with. And starting with Ryan O'Hearn, first base outfielder, what are you seeing from Ryan?
Well, I think he's probably going to be in the outfield quite a bit. Hopefully he provides us some power from that left side of the plate. He's a guy that you'd like to count on to be a power run producer for you. He certainly has been that last year for sure. Big time. So I he's one of the main guys we picked up. Him and Lau, the second baseman. He's going to be also a big part of that middle of the lineup type guys, RBIs. That's what we're looking from those two, and they have a track record of producing that. So I think they did a pretty good job this year of bolstering the offense, especially bringing in those two.
Lau bringing in some home run production too, for second base.
Oh yeah, they can hit the ball out of the ballpark for sure. And and we got a short porch in right field, so you like to have guys that can get the ball over the fence with some consistency. I think the last time we really had a what you think of as a true power hitter to be up there with the league leaders and that sort of thing, you have to go back to Pedro Alvarez to have somebody that's the way you felt about him, that, okay, this guy's one of the big power hitters and he's left-handed, and that's what we're looking for. And hopefully we can do that. And I think, too, another big – this is not a new guy, obviously, but since we're on the subject of power hitters we've been looking at O'Neill Cruz now for a couple of years. Can he have a breakout? Can he become one of those league type power hitters? And that's another part of the puzzle this year. We really have to have happen for us. Now I've been watching him a little bit in the World Baseball Classic, and he's looking pretty good. He's got a couple long home runs there. He's like I said, he's not one of the new guys. But man, if he could take that step forward like we've been waiting on for a couple of years now, and fulfill his potential with the new guys that have come in, you could be in a little bit of trouble if you're a right-hand pitcher facing us as far as not giving up home runs.
And from the designated hitter spot, Marcell Ozuna, what are your thoughts?
He's getting toward the end of his career. I don't know if he's going to be the power guy that he was in his Atlanta days. A little bit tougher, of course, for a right-hand hitter in our ballpark, but we only play half the games there. Half the games were in other places. So he's still going to hit his share of home runs. But he has really good gap power, extra base hits, he's a line drive guy. Has to play the DH mainly now. I mean, he can go out and play in the outfield, but I don't think he's going to really be all that great out there. He's not quite as fast as he used to be. He's gotten older, but he's still got a plus bat. And now you can stick a right-handed guy in that mix of the left-handers and kind of break them up a little bit and have somebody from the right side that also has power potential and can be a threat to go deep at any time. So Ozuna, I don't think he's the home run hitter that he's been in the past. Hopefully I'm wrong about that, but I still certainly think he's capable of hitting 15 to 20. And if he hits 20-something, well then, hey, we're probably having a pretty good year.
One of the young guys we're excited about too, Garcia, Joe Nixon Garcia. What have you seen from him so far?
I really like his energy and the way he plays the game. I see him more of a guy that's going to be a big-time player for us in future years. I'm not sure right now there's going to be a place for him to get everyday playing time in our outfielder. You're going to have Reynolds out there, of course. And then O'Neill Cruz, the center fielder. So I don't know if there's a place for him right now to go out there and get the playing time he needs. I would not be surprised to see him in the minor leagues playing every day, and then coming up sometime during the season and stepping in, in case there's a lack of production from somebody or an injury, something like that. But I think looking down the road, he's going to be a good one for us. He's got those physical abilities. He's fast, plays hard. So I like him a lot.
Another one of the big signings, a left-handed pitcher, Gregory Soto. What have you seen from him?
I think that you got to have a couple of decent lefties down in that bullpen that you can use at any time to neutralize somebody. I mean, that's kind of baseball that you see nowadays, because you have big bullpens, and so you can use them a lot earlier in the game. And you get a situation that comes up in even the sixth inning, that you want to try and nip a possible big inning in the bud, and your starter maybe starting to look a little fatigued out there. And it's a spot to where you really need a left-hander to come in here and finish this inning off. So you get a couple of guys, and Soto certainly is in that role that he could come in and he could also throw toward the end of the game. He'd be in the ninth inning. We're going to see that, I think, a little bit from Donnie Kelly. It won't be like just Santana's the closer and he's going to pitch every ninth inning. I don't think it's going to be like that. Santana will probably get the bulk of the action in the ninth inning. But he's going to mix and match a little bit and bring in a guy like Soto if you got some tough lefties coming up in the ninth and you need to put them away to win the game. So Soto's going to be very important coming out of the bullpen, and I don't think he'll be the only lefty down there. I think that they like having those options earlier in the game, too, to bring in left-hand pitching.
And coming from the right side, Jose Urquidy, how's he looked in his action?
I don't know. He certainly is in the hunt for the fifth starter. He's probably the guy who's ahead of everybody that started. His last, he pitched three third innings, I think, and he only threw 36 pitches, and it took him out in the middle of the inning, which I thought was odd. For instance, last night, Bubba out there throwing 70 pitches. That's what you want from your starters. That's not much of a training. You won't be trying to get them.
Okay, Bob, you're starting to fade out. We have about a minute left. If you can hear me, tonight, Pirates, Detroit, a game we'll have right here on Beaver County Radio. Any thoughts about that? And anything else you want to say?
You got to watch Clevenger tonight.
Okay, Bob, great talking with you. Keep up the great work, and go Bucks. We really appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem. Hopefully I get to see you during the season sometime.
Count on that. All right. There you have Bob Walk, Pirates Broadcasting, giving us the report. A lot of off-season signings by the Pirates and some trades. And I'm thinking, there's a whole new lineup to learn about. And some of these guys, I don't know about you. I've listened, but I haven't watched the game yet. So we're going to see some new faces on the screen. And just thought it'd be good to have him sort of familiarize us with a new-look Pirates team, a team that's got a lot of optimism behind it. It seems like the Pirates have been in a perpetual rebuild, but is this a team primed to make a serious run at a postseason berth? That seems to be the thought. So you can follow along the journey right here throughout the year on Beaver.